Community, State, and Nation. In the name of the American Legion, I keep telling people it's not so much where your building is, but where you build your community. If our community can be virtual, it's still a giving community. It's still people doing good things. You can still do something in the name of the Post and in the name of the American Legion. Riverside, Illinois, American Legion Post 488 Commander Joseph Topinka, whose members conducted virtual Poppy Day and Memorial Day activities in the midst of home sheltering restrictions caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Memorial Day in the time of coronavirus had its limitations, but that did not stop the American Legion from honoring those who served in uniform and are no longer with us. Virtual Memorial Day ceremonies were conducted across the land, many of which were streamed live on social media or recorded. And hundreds of patriotic Americans answered American Legion National Commander James W. Bill Oxford's call to place candles on front porches throughout the country at dusk on Memorial Day to remind everyone why we must never forget the meaning of this sacred holiday. Red candles were placed to remember those who shed their blood in combat and made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of our country, Oxford said. A white candle can remind us all of the POWs and MIAs who are not yet home from wartime service. A blue candle can symbolize our eternal love of those who did come home but have since left us. The American Legion family responded, using social media to share dozens of photos using hashtag Candles of Honor. The expression of gratitude was such that Candles of Honor may become annual. Buddy Checks Help Veterans. American Legion Post 18 in Weehawken, New Jersey, already had an active Buddy Check program in place when the coronavirus pandemic hit. As sheltering at home directives later isolated veterans in the community, the fast-growing Post ramped up the program, particularly to check on older veterans. Now more than ever, due to social distancing, we want to make sure that our more vulnerable veterans aren't being left too alone. Past Post 18 Commander and Hudson County Vice Commander Chris Page said, "We need to make sure they're doing well both mentally and physically." Following one buddy check, the Legionnaires connected with a recently widowed World War II veteran and helped him with outdoor chores he is no longer able to do on his own. 2,500. Minimum number of U.S. flags properly retired in a June 13th ceremony in Greenfield, Indiana, by social distancing veterans service organizations, including Dale E. Kuhn, American Legion Post 119. The event was live-streamed on Facebook. 2,166. American Legion Posts enrolled in the organization's National Flag Rewards Program, which provides a 10-cent credit at emblem sales for every dollar spent on flags purchased there. 7.1%. Increase in March 2020 compared to March 2019 in the number of new amateur radio licenses granted by the FCC, according to the American Legion Amateur Radio Club, which now has more than 4,000 members, making it one of the largest ham radio clubs in the nation. One of the best blood drives ever. Thanks for giving the gift of life. Chaplain Al Buxton of Yeager Benson American Legion Post 199 in Harrison, Ohio, who coordinated a May 26th blood drive that attracted more than 60 donors to help with the shortage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The Post also provided a free drive-through hamburger lunch that fed 200. Caption: Mike Goodenough of Ike Sankey Post 302 in Oconto Falls, Wisconsin, salutes during a drive-by Memorial Day observance. American Legion members around the country adapted ceremonies to meet social distancing guidelines due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A grand idea to feed the hungry. The American Legion Department of Rhode Island recently made a cash donation of $1,000 to the Emmanuel Lutheran Church food pantry in West Warwick. During this COVID crisis, a lot of people don't have food, Post 2 finance director Bob Schierschmidt said. We thought if we could give a monetary donation, that's going to help. The pantry estimates it will provide over 100,000 pounds of food for anyone who needs it this year. $60,000. Minimum amount raised between April 26th and May 26th by Department of Florida American Legion riders in a virtual unity ride for the department's Project Vet Relief Suicide Prevention Initiative. $5,000. Brown bag lunches provided and distributed free of charge to anyone who wanted them by American Legion Auxiliary Unit 28 in Millsboro, Delaware, working with other community groups to help families through the pandemic. Outpouring of flood relief. We're pretty much packed to the rafters, said Commander Mark Authier, as Thomas Daniel's Hand, American Legion Post 443 in Sanford, Michigan, collected donated supplies to help communities after the Edenville Dam ruptured in May. Millions of gallons of water were unleashed, forcing thousands of residents to evacuate. Water, food, cleaning supplies, tools, and other items came in, including full trailer loads from Owen Barrett Post 110 in Mount Pleasant. American Legion service officers, we're here to help. Our services are free for all veterans. Find help near you, legion.org/service officers. From National to You. Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Resources. The American Legion Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Commission is dedicated to helping veterans and their families understand and receive benefits they earned through honorable military service. A network of more than 3,000 trained and accredited American Legion service officers is at work every day helping with benefits, education, health care, and other needs. Use our online directory to find one near you. legion.org/service officers. Know Your Benefits. A concise American Legion booklet provides VA benefits and eligibility information, from VA home loans to caregiver support. Download it free online. What to Do Before a Veteran Dies. An American Legion booklet provides information for families so they understand the documents they will need to apply for VA burial and memorial benefits. Post-traumatic stress disorder, a guide to identification and getting help. A booklet to explain PTSD and its potential effects. The claim filing process and resources to get help is available from the American Legion. All three booklets can be found in the Veterans Affairs section of the American Legion Publications Hub online. legion.org/publications.